first ship loaded with over 26,000 tons of Ukrainian corn has left Odessa port for Lebanon under Turkey brokered deal, and Myanmar extends its state of emergency. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Monday, August 1st. As part of a recent deal brokered by Turkey, the first ship carrying Ukrainian grain has departed from the port of Odessa to Lebanon. Loaded with corn, the Sierra Leone-flagged dry cargo ship Rosoni left Odessa on Monday morning, Turkey's defense ministry said in a statement. The ship is carrying over 26,000 tons of corn, the Istanbul-based Joint Coordination Center said. An earlier statement by the Turkish Defense Ministry said other convoys would follow along the maritime corridors as the procedures are completed. NATO's forces in Kosovo are prepared to intervene if stability is endangered in the north of Kosovo, KFOR has said in a press release. The commander of KFOR is in contact with all his main interlocutors as well as Serbian and Kosovar senior defense officials to calm the tensions, the statement said. Tensions between Pristina and Belgrade are running high as air raid sirens were heard for more than 3 hours in the small border town of Mitrovica. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on Iraqi parties to de-escalate the situation and avoid violence amid tension over the nomination of a new prime minister. In a statement on Saturday, Guterres' spokesperson said the UN chief is following with concern the ongoing protests in Iraq that left many injured. The spokesperson urged Iraqi parties and actors to rise above their differences and form through peace and inclusive dialogue an effective national government. Ukraine said the brutal shelling by Moscow so far of the southern city Mykolaiv killed a grain tycoon. Meanwhile, Russia claimed an attack from a drone wounded 6 personnel at the headquarters of its Black Sea fleet. Russian bombardment of the eastern town of Bakhmut was intense after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for civilians to leave the frontline Donetsk region. And finally, Myanmar military leader Min Aung Hlaing has received the approval of the National Defense and Security Council to extend his rule under a state of emergency for a further 6 months. The Global New Light of Myanmar reported on Monday that the period of the declared state of emergency will be extended for another 6 months. Myanmar has been in chaos since the coup, with conflict spreading across the Southeast Asian country after the army crushed mostly peaceful protests in cities. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, please head to trtworld.com.